We are here in the parking lot of one of Nashville's coolest clubs, the Family Wash. Kind of amazingly, a salute to 1974, the year I turned 21. I won't ask you any personal questions along those lines, but we have Lisa Oliver Gray here, who has sung back up to a lot of very cool people and finally has her first album of her own. How does that feel?
It's amazing. It's been a long time coming, and a friend Mary Sachs said last year, your birthday is 11-11-11, you gotta do something huge, so get it done, and I did.
So tell me how you decide what to record.
Well, I started writing about a year ago with my friend Tommy Womack, and we just kept on working and had a couple of other friends, Will Kimbrough, Irene Kelly, and the songs just started dropping into our laps, so...
Well, we both know Tommy Womack, idiosyncratic, highly neurotic, and very interesting songwriter. I wouldn't think necessarily that would mesh with your style.
Well, you wouldn't think that, but I think Tommy has a soft side, so Dedicated to Love seemed to work good for him, too.
Very good. So over the years, you've recorded and sung with a lot of people. Was it frustrating not to be the one who called the shots?
Never. No? Never frustrating for me. I love harmony singing, and I love the people I work with, so I count myself as one of the lucky ones.
So when did you figure out you had the talent to do this?
Well, my daddy stuck me up in front of a crowd at 5 years old, so I've been singing ever since, and I was never nervous. So I feel like it's just a pretty natural thing to do.
You probably have a massive, I won't say record collection, a collection of music. Who has turned you on? Who are your role models?
I want to say singing-wise, people like Carla Bonoff, Linda Ronstadt, of course Bonnie Raitt, if you look at just pure singer, some singer-songwriters. So those kind of women inspire me.
Have you always written?
I have written for several years, just sort of tucked it in, and these were all coming as a new part of me being inspired by Americana.
So. And so when you write something, how do you decide if it's right for you to record?
That's a great question. I think it's because it's so personal that it seemed like the appropriate thing to put on this record. So,
and so the name of the new record is?
Dedicated to Love.
And where can people buy this?
Well, I've just put it on CD Baby, so it should be on iTunes and Amazon.com and all those places. And, of course, we're doing the old-fashioned mailing.
So we've got about 25 seconds left.
Okay.
You know, now that you've broken into the spotlight, what are your plans?
Well, I think we're going to do a few more shows for some friends. And really, I just think we made a great record with my producer, Michael Webb, who is an incredible guy. And I think we need to just get it heard. That's our next thing.
Lisa Oliver Gray, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken.